Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, on Letters to Thailand, I've got a letter from a guy who has a problem, and he needs a little advice. And of course, this problem has to do with a woman, or women, actually, in his case. Hi, Scott, I have a few questions, so I'll ask one for now. Right now, I am planning to go to Pattaya in October of this year. I've not been able to go for 3 years now because I hooked up with a Farang lady, a jealous Farang lady at best. She let me go to Thailand alone 3 times while with her, and the condition of the relationship from the very start was that she was not going to stop me from going. Let me stop you right there. When you start saying, she let me do this. There's 2 ways to look at this. First of all, I don't like anybody telling me what to do, even my wife, okay? She knows I don't like it, but there is, you need to have some decency between people, and it's probably going to bother her if you're going all the time, and she probably knows you're going whoring. So, in order to keep the peace between the person that you live with and that you're supposed to care about and love, sometimes it makes sense to meet her halfway, and instead of going 3 times, maybe you go 1 time. I don't know, I'm just saying. Anyway, well, after 3 trips, she did complain and it made my life hell. I rest my case. Now, I have long split from her, and I am now seeing a Thai woman here. I'm not gonna say the country, but Crocodile Dundee came from there. She has never been a bar girl, only worked in the service industry in Thailand and here. The relationship is all good, and she doesn't mind me going there 1 time per year alone also. I'm taking a chance with this one as I want to stay with her. Well, if you want to stay with her, once you take her to Thailand with you. I guess if you want to go and you want to go whoring and you want to do your thing, I understand. Believe me, I've been there. I understand it. But if you want the relationship to work, after a while, most women are gonna go, hey man, that's enough, you know? Okay, now, the in Pattaya dilemma. I have recently just reactivated my Facebook account, which was deactivated a few years ago. All the Thai friends from the bars I used to venture into have all come flooding back. Now they know when I'm coming. In particular, there is this one girl who was my girl for a couple of nights here and there while the last time I was there. She has since moved on with some older guy who is back and forth to Thailand to see her and check on the house he is building her. Okay, let me stop right there. First of all, I know that there are people who make friends in bars and they get to know people and that kind of thing, but you haven't dealt with them for years. It's not like you contact them once in a while. You just said, all these people came back now. So obviously they're not that important to you. So first of all, my question is, why did you set up the same Facebook account, you reactivated it? I don't understand that. And second of all, why is it so important that your Pattaya friends need to know that you're coming? Oh, I'm back in business. Yeah, baby. But you're not really, because you're supposed to be in a relationship back home. And I don't want to get all moralistic or anything. I don't want to preach because, like I said, I've been there. I've done some pretty bad things. A lot worse than what you've done, probably. Let's see here. She wants me to go to Krabi or Hua Hin and have a good time, as she is promising me that her guy won't find out that I'm the special guy she has only now kept in touch with since she left the bar work. I don't believe her. Yeah, right. But she sounds so bloody well genuine about wanting to see me. If I do see her there, I don't want my only holiday for 3 years turning into shit because of some bloody guy, or after 3 or 4 days she has a phone call saying she has to go back to her house or do something. I do like this girl, but I've been many times before and don't want to get stung. Although she's not asking for any money, but she keeps hinting that she has a problem with her cell phone. Thanks for reading, and any third-party view would be great. Cheers, Scott. The other thing I need to get an opinion on is that this time I'm going to have a real tight spending money only budget of around 4,500 baht per day in Pattaya. This is not including the hotel, as this is paid for. I'm not going into go-go's, just beer bars. A lot of guys on the forum say 50-50 on whether I can do it on 4,500 baht a day. Some say don't bother, some say yes, it can be done. Just stay out of the go-go's. What's your view on this? As a bar beer fine, as a beer bar fine is still only 300 baht, and a beer bar girl long time is between 1,000 and 1,500 baht. Cheers. Listen. I'll read what I wrote to this guy, and then I'm gonna editorialize a little bit. You're hooked up with a Thai girl in Oz who you say you want to stay with, but you're going over to Thailand to play and see some slut who already has a boyfriend and who's making her a house. Doesn't that sound a little ridiculous? If you're going to mess around on your girl in Oz, don't you think there are less problematic women in Thailand you can run around with? After all, if you're in Pattaya, you can pay them to go away. If you go to Krabi or Hua Hin, it seems like a waste of time. If it were me, I'd be strong enough to look around for a new woman, a woman who doesn't have a foreign husband and who you can just have some fun with. Have a tad bit of integrity and stay away from the chick. All you do is exasperate her problems, your headaches, and the man that she's with, his problems. In other words, you doing something like this just continues a negative cycle. Another rule I have, don't travel for the pussy. Don't come here just for the pussy. You know, do other things. You can have pussy at night. I mean, whatever, in the day, whenever you want it. You know, you can have your fun. That's fine, but don't make it the sole thing that you want. I mean, you know what that makes you, don't you? There is a phrase for that. And I'm not here to judge you on that, but you know, a lot of other people will judge you. Especially this girl is taken already, supposedly, the one you're coming here to see. You haven't seen her in years. I mean, see her, have a hot night, and say, okay, it's been fun. You got your life, I got my life. See you later, baby. If you can't get on by on 4,500 baht a day in Pattaya when your hotel is paid for, then there's something wrong. Budget your money and stay within 4,500 baht. It's not that difficult to do unless you're getting drunk every day and night and going nuts. If you have a little self-control, you shouldn't have any problems. He wrote back to me and said, I think I'll be fine if I stay in the beer bars, judging by the prices. A mate just come back from Pattaya last week and doesn't seem like much has changed last time I was there. He told me most of the beer bars are only charging 300 bar fine and the girls are happy with 1,000 to 1,500 long time. I'm happy to hear this. Okay, now, I've already emailed you back. I've already told you what I think, but I have to tell you a few other things. There are hundreds of thousands of women in Thailand. You have a woman already, all right? Now, I'm not here to say, you shouldn't screw around on her and do this, but you're the one saying, I had nothing but problems with my other girl because I was going to Thailand, but now I want to keep this Thai girl, and she says everything's fine. They always say everything's fine because in the beginning, they don't want to cause any shit. They don't want to stir up any problems. They don't want to be difficult. But eventually, sometime she's going to put her foot down and say, what the fuck, buddy? You go to Thailand every year for a month. What about me? Why can't I go with you? I'm Thai. I want to go. You know, I mean, what's going on? Why are you going there? What's the matter with me? That's how women think. And if she lets you go, okay, fine. But why are you going to get involved with a woman who, first of all, has already got a man? Second of all, the guy's building her a house. You know that that's a problematic situation. There are plenty of other women. It's not like you got to have this one. I mean, you know, you say that you don't believe her and this and that, but frankly, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. It's like, this is the whole thing. I break it down. I don't mean to be brutally honest, but if you're going into a beer bar or you're going to Pattaya, fuck them and leave them. It's that simple. Have a good time with them. Get drunk with them. And fuck them and leave them. You know, if you leave, believe me, they're not crying. They're not saying, oh my God, he left me. Oh, this guy loved me. He slept with me last night. He loved me. Oh, come on, man. Get real. All right. Now, coming back to the money, the 4,500 baht. Listen, man. I don't know. You know, I mean, that's about 140 bucks, something like that, a day. And this is how I think of it, okay? Because I break it down very simply, all right? The first priority is your hotel. Now, that's taken care of, so you don't have to worry about that. Probably, you got breakfast there, so you don't have to worry about breakfast if you don't want to. You can go out and eat breakfast somewhere else, but you're going to have to pay. So, if you really are trying to cut corners, just have the breakfast in the place there or, you know, eat out once in a while. So, then that leaves you with the food for the rest of the time. Let's just say that you're spending 250 baht on a meal and 250 baht on another meal. That's 500 baht, okay? That's 500 baht in a day. You got 4,500. Let's just say that you spend another 500 on a girl with you and you're buying her food. There's 1,000 baht gone. Now, if you go into the bars every single day and you drink like a fish, it's not enough, of course. 4,500 baht is not gonna be enough to take a girl to drink like a fish, to buy her drinks, to be Mr. Joe Cool, free spending, I'm gonna pay for everything. Of course it's not gonna be enough. I mean, you know, but one time a week you can go nuts. I mean, it's simple. You spend 10,000 baht in one night and you'll have a fantastic time. Pull two girls, do whatever you want. You get 10 grand for, okay, on the other days, a couple other days you spend 3,000 baht. You got the hotel. Go out, one day you say, you know what, listen, I'm gonna go and have food at that Thai restaurant, the meal, it's only gonna cost me 80 baht. And then you go to another place, you spend another, say, 120, it cost me 200 baht for food. All right, well, your budget's 500, so you just save 300 baht for the day. Okay, so now your food and your hotel are taken care of. So you're going to survive. Now, even if you pull a chick, that's 1,000 or 1,500 baht. It seems to me like you probably want, you know, some kind of little mini love affair. So if that's the case, you know, you just tell the chick, hey, listen, I'll give you 1,000 baht a night. You stay with me for 3 or 4 nights. And you take her somewhere. You know, I don't know, you go to Koh Samet or something like that. Okay, well, that's the thing, is that you don't have to spend 4,500 baht every day. And if you spend 3,000 or 2,500 baht, well, what does that do? It just gives you extra money that you don't have to spend. Or it gives you money that you can spend if you want to go hog wild on another night. But to say that you can't cut it off of 4,500 baht a day is ridiculous, okay? Even just partying here. For me, it used to be $100 a day to $150 a day plus the hotel room. That's what I used to spend when I would come here as a tourist. I would give myself that much, and that included me traveling around, going here, going there. I didn't just stay in Pattaya because I didn't like Pattaya when I first came here, and I don't like it now. So I think you got plenty of dough, okay? I think you just need to kind of change your priorities a little bit and stop thinking so much about, you know, yeah, baby, I'm gonna go get drunk in the bar, woo-hoo, yeah, I'm gonna go see my buddies, yeah, gonna get laid, yeah. Okay, that's fine, but don't make it the number one priority. The number one priority is this, listen, I got this much cash, and I'm gonna have a good time. It doesn't matter if you're having a good time in a bar with the women, whether you go by yourself and go scuba diving, whether you go out on a fishing boat. I mean, you know, You go out on a fishing boat for the day, and it costs you 5,000 baht, 6,000 baht, something like that, right? You go out, or you go half a day. You get all sunburned, you chill out, and you just chill for the rest of the day. And then the morning, you don't do anything. The next day, you kind of just fiddle around. You go buy a t-shirt for 200 baht. You just do whatever. And then in the night, you go out, and you go, you know what? I'm still kind of burnt out from yesterday. I'll have a couple of beers. There's 500 baht. You buy a couple drinks for the girl, which, you know, I mean, you know, buying them a couple drinks is one thing, but going crazy all the time is another. Okay, you spend 1,000 baht in a bar. And then you pull the girl, and you, there's another 15, that's 2,500 plus whatever you spent for the shirt. Or whatever. So you didn't even spend 3,000 baht. So I don't understand how you don't have enough money. What I do know is a lot of Aussies and Brits and anybody else who goes to Pattaya, they spend a shitload drinking and buying their girls drinks and then pulling the girls. So, you know, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But if you only got 4,500 baht, that's all you got, you might as well figure out that if you stick within that, you're going to be a hell of a lot better off in the long run. If you just remember, listen, you know, yesterday I went out, I went nuts. Today, I'm going to really keep it on the lowdown. I mean, you know, that's the way I used to do things. I'd go, oh shit, I spent 10,000 baht last night. Jesus. And for the next 2 days, I would just go, okay, what am I going to do? It doesn't cost so much. I'll go to the grocery. I'll get some food for myself so that, you know, I'm not like going out all the time. I got some yogurt in there. So that if I wake up and I don't feel like going to have breakfast, but I don't feel like going downstairs, I got yogurt in my refrigerator. Or I got some juice so I don't have to use the stuff that's in the refrigerator and pay three times what you would have to pay if you buy it somewhere else. But there's a lot to do and you don't have to pay, you don't have to spend that much money. So that's my point. Anyway, that's all I got for now. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok bi lat jerk and mine.